Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Good morning to you that are here, and good morning to you watching by the way of the internet. You might be listening on the radio, watching on TV, Facebook, YouTube, our webpage, wherever you're watching or listening. I just want to send greetings to each and every one of you. I thank God for you joining us today. And today we're looking at how to establish our healing and to stay in health. And you know, every one of us, each and every one of us have had issues in our lives in the past and in the present, and there can be issues in the future. But if we understand the Word of God, if we apply the Word of God to our lives, we can overcome every single infirmity that tries to come against us. But it's going to take some belief and some trust in God, and to have a relationship with God. That when you get that relationship with God, your trust will explode. And so we're here at Healing School today. And so praise God, we're doing Healing School. And I want to talk to you. We started this a while ago, and I never got to finish it, but we started speaking about a great covenant of great promises. A great covenant of great promises. And you know, well, let's just open up in prayer. So, Father, we come before you today and we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We lift up the name, the precious, the powerful, the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer. We thank you, Lord, for sending your Son, for you so loved the world that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believes on him would not perish but have life everlasting. And we thank you for that, Father God. But in that time that he came, not only did he save our lives, he also healed our bodies. He healed all of our mind. He took away all of the abuse out of our heart. He's just capable to do absolutely anything. And we know that his word is still quick and still powerful and still sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's still working in the earth today. And the word works for anyone who works the word. And so we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you for your Savior, your Son, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We just worship you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And so, you know, Hebrews 8:6, I'm just going to read to you what Hebrews 8 verse 6 says. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. If you want to go to your Bible, Hebrews 8:6, or on your phone, or however you want to get to it, if you can, it's always better to read it, you know, so you can see what I'm telling you is coming out of the Word of God. And so Hebrews 8:6 out of the New Living Translation says, "But now Jesus, our high priest," man, that's, I could preach on that all day, just that. "Now Jesus, our high priest," he is a high priest, and he's taken care of business once for all time, "says he has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. For he," Jesus, "is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant," a far better covenant "with God, based on better promises. He's given us a much better covenant and has got better promises." I'm so grateful for the new covenant. I'm grateful for the old covenant. You know, the Old Testament, the old covenant, thank God. But God had to get Jesus in to establish the new and better covenant. And so we're talking about that a little bit today. But the new covenant is based on much better promises. And so, but what you're going to see now, I love the way that verse starts. It says, "But now Jesus, our high priest." You know, in the old covenant, in the Old Testament, once a year, the high priest that was elected by God was elected out of the tribes of Moses. It started right there with his brother Aaron becoming the first high priest. And they came out of the Levitical priesthood. The high priest would come out from the Levitical priesthood. And only the high priest was allowed once into the Holy of Holies to bring the blood offering of a lamb, a spotless lamb, and present it to God on the mercy seat. Only the high priest was allowed in there. Nobody else. There was an outer court where they washed and cleaned up. There was an inner court, and then there was a holiest of holies. Or there was an outer court, the holy, and the holiest of holies. And only the high priest could go in. Now, you and I could go into the outer court. But then we couldn't go into the next court because that was for the priesthood. But the next court was only the high priest could go in. And he went in there once a year to offer the blood of a sacrificed animal for the atonement or for the covering. It was really just a covering for the sins of Israel for that year. And then the next year he would do it again. And this went on for centuries. Each year, the high priest, only the one high priest could go in there. But then when Jesus came, Jesus became our high priest when he gave his own blood, the blood of the spotless lamb. He presented it to God, his Father, in the holiest of holies. And he took it up to God, the Father. He put it down on the mercy seat once for all. And now he's sat down next to God. His work is done. His promises are still being fulfilled in our lives when we appropriate them. But his work is finished. God is at rest. He sat down. Jesus sat down next to God. And the blood is there eternally speaking on our behalf by our one high priest. Now, he doesn't have to come back again and do it again next year. No, that's why when he was crucified, the veil was rent in two. The veil, which was a 12-inch thick leather curtain that was hanging over the holiest of holies, was torn in two, which represents the fact that Jesus now opened the way for you and me not to stay in the outer court, not to just come to the inner court, but to go into the holiest of holies. In other words, now what could happen was I could speak directly to God. I did not need a priest to speak on my behalf. And God would speak directly to me. I did not need a prophet to bring the word of God to me. God, in his son Jesus, split the way, opened the way for us to go directly into the throne of grace. Absolutely. And just please take note, it is called a throne of grace. It's not a throne of hatred, a throne of going to get you, a throne of I don't know you, a throne of you didn't work hard enough, a throne of don't come near me, you're full of sin, a throne of evil. It's a throne of grace. And you've got to remember in Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through God. For by grace are you saved. By faith, which is a gift of God. It's all done by God. So the grace is full of, that's who God is. Grace, love, compassion, mercy, forgiveness, caring. That's who God is. So it's a throne of grace. And Jesus, our high priest, is sat down in that throne of grace. That's why he says, therefore come into the throne of grace boldly. Come boldly into the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and receive grace to help you in your time of need. We've got now access right into the throne. I can go right to my Father and say, Dad, I have a need. Dad, there's protection that's needed. Dad, I love you. Dad, thank you. Amen. I have got that opportunity now only after the new covenant founded on better promises. So I'll read that scripture one more time. Hebrews 8:6. But now Jesus, everyone say Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, I love that name. Don't you love the name? Now there are people called Jesus and other names Jesus in the world, but there's only one that is the Messiah.
Amen.
The Christ. Jesus, the Christ. Christ is not his last name. It's his position. It's who he is. Jesus, the Christ, means the anointed one, and he's anointed. He's anointing the Messiah. That's who Christ is. And it says here, Jesus, our high priest, say my high priest.
My high priest.
For all time.
For all time.
Do you know that the Bible actually says that Jesus, he's our advocate. He makes intercession for me and you, for the saints, daily. That's just powerful. Our high priest has taken care of the sin problem once for all. Watch. But now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. Far superior.
Amen.
Far superior to the old priesthood. This is way better. We're talking different dimension better.
Amen.
Watch it. He says, it's far superior to the old priesthood. For Jesus, or he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant. Everyone say, far better covenant.
Far better covenant.
Watch it. With God. It's a far better covenant with God the Father. Because remember, Jesus was sent down by God the Father to create this new covenant and present us to the Father as Him being our high priest and He having mediated a better life for us and taking care of the sin problem. Watch here. He says, who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises. Say better promises.
Better promises.
So in the old covenant, God did a lot of good for His children. He was always taking care of Israel, which was a chosen race at that time where Jesus was going to come through. And He always did good. He had a covenant with them. And my goodness, it was a powerful thing that He had. Now go with me to Genesis 12. In Genesis 12, and we're looking at verse 1. Genesis 12, 1. That's the first book in the Bible. If you can't find that, you need to come to these classes and we'll train you up.
Amen.
There's two books you should be able to find very easily in the Bible. It's Genesis and Revelation, the first and the last. You know, God is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. I tell you what, He has the first word and He's going to have the last word every single time. If it's about your healing, He had the first word and He's got the last word about your healing. Praise God. When He says you're healed and they tell me I'm sick, I'll go with Him rather than them. Whose report are you going to believe? As for me and my house, we serving the Lord, we believe His report. Amen. Amen. Now Genesis 12 verse 1 says, the Lord had said to Abram. Now remember, this was before Abraham's name was changed. He was still called Abram. The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. Verse 2, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. Woo. You can't get better blessings than from God. I don't care who it is. I don't care the government. I don't care the king, the queen. Nobody can bless me like God can bless me. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, I know that the banks can bless you with money, yeah, but you're going to owe them something. You don't get it for free. There's a high rate to pay for getting the money, right? Or even your friends may give you something, but that's conditional as well. If you're nice to them, you understand? And you might be able to get money. You might be able to get a whole lot of things, but you can't get salvation. You can't get healing. You can't get peace. You can't get joy. Nobody can bless you like God can bless you.
Amen.
Only God. Now watch what He says here. He says, go to the land I will show you and I will make you into a great nation and I, God, will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. Now God is not a respecter of persons. If He said that to Abram, don't you think He's saying it to you now? Don't forget, the new covenant is based on better promises. Well, how about that for a promise to Abram?
Amen.
Isn't that a great promise?
Amen.
He says, you just obey me, go to a place I'm going to show you, and I'm going to make you a great nation, and I'm going to bless you. Now, let me ask you something. Has God made Abraham a great nation?
Yes.
Absolutely. When you look at Israel and the things that they produce and the land that they've in the wilderness, that God has given them so much, so many resources in that land. It's just amazing that they're growing food and fruits and things in a desert.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention